Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Nothing is better to help you grow your own food and keep your lawns and landscape lush and green than quality garden tools. Everything from shovels to pruners or saws, quality will ensure years of usage and less work. Every gardener should keep in mind that those tools will need some maintenance from time to time, whether it's cleaning off dirt and rust, sharpening, or proper storage. Good tools will serve you for a long time as long as you take care of them properly. Nebraska Extension educator Elizabeth Ekstrom talks about how to clean up and store your tools on today's almanac.
After you've selected the perfect tool for the job, the next step is making sure that we manage them correctly and we take care of our tools so they last for years to come. Now, some of our tools, like the shovel that comes in contact with the soil, we need to make sure that we remove any excess soil. So we need to make sure that if we don't clean it off immediately when the soil is wet, that means we're going to need to get the soil wet, make some mud, and then use a stiff bristled brush in order to remove the soil from the shovel. Once we've done that, then we need to check to see if there is any rust on the metal surfaces. If there's any rust on the metal surfaces, then we need to make sure that we either use steel wool or sandpaper to remove that rust. Because once the rust has been removed, we'll go over the surface with a WD-40-like lubricant over the top. Now, some of our other tools that we have, like the hand weeder, it has a lot of rust on it, so we're gonna spend a substantial amount of time making sure that we sand all of that rust off of that surface and then applying the WD-40 over the top to prevent that rust from coming back. Lastly, we have our pruners and our loppers. Now, these are specialized equipment for pruning, so we need to make sure that they're not only kept clean, but they're also kept sharp. So when we're taking a look at the end of the season, or even after every pruning cut if we want to, we need to make sure we're removing any debris from the pruning tools. We need to make sure that we are keeping them clean and rust-free. And then we are also using that WD-40 not only on the cutting surfaces, but also on the mechanisms that help to move those parts on that equipment. So lots of different steps that we can take. Now, with our wooden handled tools, we also need to make sure that they're in good repair as well. So making sure that we go over them with a fine grit sandpaper so that way they're nice and smooth. And then if we need to make an application of some linseed oil to make sure that that handle is nice and moisturized so it doesn't get brittle and crack. Now my spade has a D handle on the top. Now sometimes those handles can become loose with time. So making sure that that handle is in good repair and make sure that it's good and tight, because there's nothing worse than getting your hand caught underneath that D-shaped handle on there. So lots of different things that we can do for our garden equipment to make them last for years to come.
So when you're done gardening for the year, make sure you clean up your tools thoroughly, sharpen the pruners and spades, and store them in a dry place. If you take care of your tools, they'll take care of you for years to come. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.